Come on. That's how he started off his message. You know why? Because he knew the best way to help anybody is to start to tell them who they are and what they are, and they will come up to that. Now, we're back where we started. You want to reign in life? Two things you got to receive. We're just talking about one tonight. You've got to receive the gift of righteousness. It's a gift. You can't earn it. If you win 700 souls to Jesus this next year, you won't be any closer to it. In my prayer book, I keep me a little reminder. It says this: closer, closer to God you cannot be, for in the person of his Son you're as close as he. Dearer, dearer to God I cannot be, for in the person of his Son I'm as dear as he. Listen, I need reminders daily, because everything around me, Satan and so-called Christians and people around me, are trying to tell me how rotten I am. I need the Holy Ghost to remind me every single solitary day and every moment of the day that I am a son of God now, and I'm as righteous as Jesus Christ is, and I can just walk right into the presence of my Heavenly Father all the time. Fly. Now, listen carefully. I'll tell you about an eagle, and then we're going to have our invitation. We're going to close. Eagles don't flap much. They just catch the wing, the wind. They say a lot of times an eagle will sit on a rock and he'll wait for the gust of wind to come by. And when the gust of wind comes by, he just jumps out and spreads his wings. And the wind carries him up, 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 up. Now, the Holy Spirit is compared to the wind. And tonight he's going to blow in some of you. And are you going to be willing to jump off the rock and depend upon the wind? I mean, human reason can't see you through this. You're looking at your life right now, and the devil is trying to bring condemnation to you. I can tell what he's doing with some of you right now. He's trying to tell some of you, what about those thoughts you thought? Those thoughts. What about this? What about that? What about this? And he's running behind you now, a parade. I want to ask you something. Are you going to believe what you think about yourself or what God says about you? Are you going to believe what you feel about yourself or what God says about you? What is the most reliable thing? My feelings, my thinkings, my reasonings about myself, or what God says? God says I'm righteous, so I'm righteous. Now listen, the guy who jumps off the rock and spreads his wings when the Holy Ghost comes by, maybe he won't come by everybody night. If somebody says, I'm going to trust God. And you know, I'm sure if you've never done it before to get off that rock, you feel like you're going to flop for sure. But listen, you got to keep those wings out there and let the wind just bear you up. Carry your cross. This letter right here. I want to read it to you. It's another letter from that same... It's a good friend of mine. He's pastor of a First Baptist Church in Louisiana. Last spring, I was totally defeated. He had a big church compared with what you and I call a big church. I was totally defeated as a Christian, a husband, a father, and a pastor. I really did not care if I lived or died. Or he just said if I even lived. In my living room, on my knees, God took me back to Psalm 103. In that moment of reading, crying, praying, seeking God, he revealed to me what he'd been trying to teach me for almost 2 years. I really felt accepted, loved, and changed. I taught others of God's love and acceptance, but was not experiencing it myself. The reason was the bondage of unworthiness and guilt under which I lived and served. God freed me from that burden almost immediately.